Good morning. This is session four of the Walk Tall, Ring Your Office Like a Queen course. Number four is the wrap session, setting yourself up for success. And I have been really, really excited about getting this one up and going. This is a really crucial, crucial part of your entire system. So, couple of housekeeping items first. Remember to be comfortable and ideally your hands free. I am recording this. And if you have questions for me, please put them in the Q&A box because I can't guarantee that I can monitor the chat box. And I think I've got everybody. No, I don't have people muted. I'm going to go ahead and do
that. You are now muted.
We have our next Open Office Assisted implementation on Friday. These have been pretty meaty, so if you haven't had a chance to listen to them, I strongly encourage that you do. The recordings are up on our resources page, as well as a short table of contents saying what is in them. In case it's completely not relevant to you, then you don't need to listen to it. But they've been meaty. So if you have anything that you want to talk about, just discuss, throw ideas around, great opportunity to do that. Last week, we talked about the energy management. So just a quick reminder on process of your going through the class. Reminder to go through your notes and highlight the things that you would like to implement, the things that stood out to you, and then go back through after you've done that and pick the top three, and you can transfer those to your subject page. And then remember to just focus on one at a time. Some of them might, you know, seem like you can do them concurrently, but this is a lot of new information. So definitely make it easy on yourself to implement the new information and work on one at a time. Content-wise from last week, identifying your significant mindsets. This is the biggest, biggest takeaway. There are so many ways that you can work with this through your scheduling, how you plan out your day. In the moment, if you realize that, I'm kind of fritzing out here, getting into one mindset, clarifying what is it that I should be doing right now, and is that compatible with the mindset that I'm in, and if not, what adjustments can I make, is a really quick way to align your mind with the task at hand and provides so much relief and allows you to really all of the energy management work is really about taking ownership of your focus and your attention. Because if it's scattered, that's what stresses us out. That's what creates anxiety, is when it's all over the place and we don't know what we're focusing on. It helps you be more effective. I mean, there are so many benefits. One of the benefits, and I'm not sure that we really talked about this last time, but when you are taking control of your attention and your focus, in your free time, you feel more free because you're not bleeding into, you know, your attention isn't kind of like meandering into work stuff. It's where you are. It helps you be more present, which obviously reduces stress as well. So mindset's huge. So keep playing around with those, and you're just going to keep seeing more and more benefit from them as you figure out how to best work with them in your own way. So accommodate them in your schedule, plan the ones that are most important, and all of what we have been talking about thus far, and being a natural professional, and being your avatar, whichever one that is, all of these are facilitated by your taking care of yourself. Being well-nourished, well-rested, getting exercise, getting the blood moving. you know, we think about, oh, you know, yeah, I need to get more exercise, or yeah, I need to eat well. And we don't really understand how critical that actually is to our function and functioning well. We ask a lot of ourselves, we ask a lot of our brains, we ask a lot of our bodies. And self-care is not, it's not an option. Okay, if you are looking to do what you're doing for the long term, if you want to keep increasing the quality of your life, you're going to do that by pursuing your goals, pursuing your interests, and making sure your vehicle, your body, your spirit is as ready as it can be. Okay, obviously, I feel really strongly about that one. So important. And it's what's been missing from the conversation of productivity, how we work, how we run our culture. This has been the missing piece. So, you heard it here first, folks. Keep solid with it, and magic is what results. Magic. Yeah. Nothing short of magic. So let's keep going, because this is what is going to start pulling everything together in a really significant way. Our playing field today is all about planning strategies, planning the planning process itself, therefore of your projects, your commitments, planning of your week, planning of your day. It's the roadmap. It's figuring out how to get to where you're going in a way that you feel good about, and that you end up where you want to be in the space that you want to be there. You're not destroyed. You're not like, God, that took like 20 years longer than I really wanted it to. This is what keeps you on track and present, and makes sure that no matter where you end up, because life does throw us curveballs and we do get to be flexible, but by checking in and being real and present with ourselves every step of the way, there's no way that we can end up anywhere but in a great place. Okay? I'm going to take a little bit of a different slant on our work with the avatar today, because I've got this issue. I've got a beef with the work-life balance, and this is what I want to play with, because we can co-opt the work-life balance phrase. Okay, so settle in your chair, be comfortable, although you don't need to get too comfortable because I'm going to ask you to stand up. But let me preface first. All right, we talk about work-life balance. It's been in the news for a long time. It's been in the conversation of you know, kind of in the forefront of taking care of ourselves, you know. And I'm not the only one, okay, so know this, I'm not the only one of people who are not happy with the term, okay? And my beef with it, and if you do a search on, like, alternative phrase for work-life balance, a lot of stuff comes up. Because we're literal. Remember, I've talked about this before. Our brains are very literal. Work-life balance. Like, I just can't even get past the term. It's a heady concept. And if it's a heady concept, right, it's a concept that we can't know experientially. And if it's only in the head, we can only know that we've achieved it after the fact through analyzing. And if it is something that must be analyzed, then it cannot be experienced. Okay? And we need something more helpful than that. We want an understanding that we can know experientially. And since it's such a prevalent term in the media still, and people throw around the term all the time, I want to co-opt it in order to make it useful. So we're kind of going to deconstruct the term work-life balance. Well, balance, really. So let's see what it feels like. Okay, we want to bring it into the feeling tone of the body because then we can really work with it. So go ahead and stand up. I'm going to ask you to stand up. And you don't need a whole lot of space. We're not doing yoga or anything like that. Just stand up and close your eyes. And breathe. So the first thing we're going to do is come into the body. And taking a deep breath, deep into the belly, and then letting the rib cage expand in that inhale, and then exhaling all of your air fully, contracting just a little bit at the end to exhale all air. And again, deep inhale, expanding the rib cage in all directions, and a nice, slow, steady, controlled exhale. And one more inhale, bringing in as much air as is comfortable. And this time, exhaling with your mouth open with a sigh. Feeling the ground beneath your feet, feeling the ground support you. And then shift your weight from left to right, very subtly, just from left to right. And then forward and back. And feel how your muscles contract ever so slightly or a lot, depending on how much you lean. They contract to compensate so that you don't fall over. Your contracting muscles are a form of tension, right? So they activate to keep you from falling over. Now come to center, where you're balanced in all directions. How do you know that you're here? How do you know that you've found a center place? Well, you're scanning for tension, right? And when you feel as little tension as possible in order to stand up, you call that balanced. If you go just a hair too far to the left, you feel it. And if you go a hair too far backwards, you feel it. So you're feeling tension as your body responds to your direction so that you keep standing up. So one way to look at this is that you know that you're balanced when your experience is effortless. You're experiencing effortlessness. It's easy to just stand there without falling over. So transpose this into your life. In any moment, you can check in for this experience of effort. You can identify where you're experiencing tension. With your awareness and attention, you can relieve any tension to regain your inner balance. When you've been sitting too long, you can get up and move. When you have tight jaw driving through traffic, you can soften. When you feel anxious about a situation, you can do a mini planning session to diffuse the anxiety. Being centered and experiencing this effortlessness is your home base, because your true nature is effortless. It's the expansive place within you where your spirit has room to spread her wings, be as big as the universe, and be as wise as all get out. Thus, balance is really about harmony, harmony of life and spirit. So now, when you hear or read the term work-life balance, you can think, ah, thanks for the reminder. What can I soften right now to experience more effortlessness? What can you soften in your life, in your body, in your relationship? Your life is merely an accumulation of all the actions and decisions that you've made up until now. If you choose to soften in a moment later on today, and you choose to soften in a moment tomorrow, and the next day, and the next, just think how much softer you'll be in 20 years, in 30 years. So take a nice deep breath back into the body, feeling your body, maybe rolling your shoulders a little bit, letting a smile play on your mouth. Blinking your eyes open. And then being comfortable again as we move on. And with that, let's maintain that softness and move into considering our Jedi mind tools for the day. The mind tools are easier to implement when you are home, when you're deep in your avatar. So the three that we are going to play with today, and really I just ask that you think, you know, as we talk about these different systems today, you'll see how they play out. The first one being, they're not really in order, accepting reality. We have limited resources. Scheduling is reality. Unexpected things are reality. And we have more than we can do in a possible day. We accept what is possible, which then allows us to anticipate what can we do to mitigate, how can we make things easier. We can anticipate and use that to our benefit. And finally, plan, then do. Separation of mindsets. This is not only separation of mindsets. This is going to be a very real separation of activity. We're going to talk about specific activities that you do outside of your normal daily flow. And the point of these, of course, because if you downloaded the handouts, it may look a tad overwhelming, but I promise you, it's a piece of cake. The point, of course, why we are going through this, why I'm going to help you get comfortable with these processes is for your fundamental success. Because I know that your definition of success includes your quality of life, your well-being, because fundamentally that is not only going to be the thing that helps you through your life and make everything easier, but really that's how we care for ourselves, our spirit. The rest, that's playtime. And your presence. This is your gift to the world. It's your presence of being. And the more you have your stuff dialed in, the more present you can be. So we've got two paths. is a specialty cartoon that I did a few years ago. What we are looking to avoid is being in the jungle every day, hacking away, frantically swatting away at, you know, malaria-infected mosquitoes and dreading another river crossing because there's a hole in your boat, right? Just like, life is out to get me at all times, and it's just, okay, this is where some of us live every day, all day long. Instead, we want to say yes to taking the lead of our lives as the conductor of an orchestra. Follow the melody in perfect time. Harmonize the various parts. Sustain energy to complete the entire movement. Grace, ease. This is where you can soften throughout your day when you're in this place, confident in knowing you're well-guided and well-prepared. So what's it take in order to do that? Like, how can we be there? Really, it's about being aware of what's going on in your sphere, being aware of your schedule, your commitments, and navigating wisely. It takes trusting your tools, and that's what we've worked on the first two sessions, the tools. And when you use them well, you can trust them. It takes stepping off of your trail in the middle of the jungle on a regular basis. Stepping out in order to reconnect with your destination, review the lay of the land, and check your progress against your map, which is what today is all about. So everything we've been talking about thus far, the mindset, the avatar, the parking your info, the to-do manager, it's all integrated here. So we talked about anticipating and reality, all for the purpose of setting yourself up for success. So you wouldn't get in your car with a cup of piping hot coffee filled to the brim with no lid. You're driving, your car isn't even an automatic, like, you just know that would be insane. That's just crazy making. You anticipate the reality of the situation. Accept, anticipate, plan. We're going to do this through three different parts. Project planning, planning the process, through weekly review and planning session, which is like a weekly progress assessment on the macro level, and then the daily preview, which is a micro view of your day. Now, each of these are meaty enough for an entire session. They are separate processes, yet they overlap and work together, like they kind of nest inside each other at times. And it's simpler than it looks based on the handout. Now, I want you to get a gist of the different parts because you can apply them as needed to get relief on the fly. So use the handouts, but don't get caught up and sucked into the details. Try to stay in that bigger picture mode, that place of effortlessness, and take in the information. The first one, planning. Now, left to chance during the week, your mind will jump into doing mode and will happily never leave, and will do a great job of convincing you that it should stay there. It makes your mind happy to be busy and doing things, but this exhausts your body and your spirit. You need to do more than hack through the jungle. So understand the lay of the land, yes, and you'll still hack away when it's time to hack, but you're also going to cultivate your garden for future harvest and kick back to enjoy the fruits of your labor in the company of your friends and your family. Now, it's called project planning, but really each project also means client, commitment, and a project is really like starting a relationship. You navigate it, you get a sense for what you want it to feel like, what it might look like, and how it's going to be best for all concerned. So let's look at three ways to track projects. This is kind of nuts and bolts. This is for the first one is the repetitive project. This is, for example, once you sign up a new client, depending on what your situation is. Any kind of repetitive project. So for example, maybe it's get loan pre-approval. If you're a real estate agent, get loan pre-approval, make offers, do inspections, close, celebrate. Okay, anything where it's the same steps each time. Obviously, some of the facets within it are going to change and be specific for each client. However, the structure is the same. A project or client checklist, a pre-created checklist, is a great place to track these. So you create a document on your computer, print one out for each client, or don't print it. And it could be a checklist in Evernote. Tag client checklist, and you can review each open client's checklist in a couple of minutes just by scanning. Where am I with each of my clients? The next type of project is when it's more about your creative process, more about developing content, which means it helps to know what your process is. This is part of that ability to anticipate. Whether you're writing copy, writing articles, drawing up plans, putting together an offer of some sort, what is your process? Brainstorm, transcribe, outline, fill in, create handouts, or is it brainstorm one, brainstorm two, then transcribe, then draft one, draft two, you know? So if you are a content creator of any sort, you have a way of working that works for you. Understand what that is, because then you can work with that better, and you can also have a better understanding of how long it takes you to get from idea to completion, and then factor that into your schedule more widely. The notes section of a project, for example, in your to-do manager, is a great place to list these out. And maybe you've got a little checklist somewhere and you just copy and paste it. It's just sort of a reminder, where am I in the process? So maybe you check, I don't actually use a checklist for that because it's more just like a remembering of what I need to accommodate for next. It's just having a little list of them in the whatever project it is. It can be a good place for it. And then the third kind, the big, unique projects. These are the big ones. You get a, say something maybe not quite X-rated, but not, well, not X-rated, like a hair up, fine, I'll just say it. You get a hair up your ass. I'm going to run a 5-week course. That's just a big project. It doesn't happen all the time. It's not repetitive. And while there is a lot of content development within it, the whole project is a bigger one. It's a big project. So proven, simple process for this. One, commit to an idea. Decide that you're going to do it. You have the idea and you sleep on it for a night and you say, you know what? I am doing this. Then two, set a date. Like, give yourself an idea and give it a date. Three, outline the milestones and deliverables and put these on a planning calendar working backwards. Finish content, do sign up, do marketing. Break out as many of the measurable things that you can think of that are going to need to happen in order to be able to make that date happen. Then once you get all of those on your calendar working backwards, then you can fiddle with the dates as necessary. Now that you can see the whole picture, you can also see it in the context of your greater schedule and holidays. Like, if all the marketing is happening over Christmas break, that's not a great time. So you're going to need to adjust accordingly. And this may mean that you end up moving that original date, which is fine. You know, maybe you set it for February 1st, and you're like, okay, with marketing happening here and this happening there and that happening here within the context of my greater schedule, I actually need to make that February 1st, March 1st. Or maybe it makes more sense to be January 15th, you know, so you can adjust as needed. A planning calendar is a great place to track these types of projects. So this would be, for example, in Google Cal or in iCal, where you create a separate calendar dedicated to this type of project. And you can use one, I mean, up to you, but you can use one planning calendar for several different projects. If you're sharing the calendar with somebody else, you might want to have one per project, just so that what you share with them is specific to your work with them. Whether a checklist, a list in your project notes, or a planning calendar, what these all do is provide you with a map for you to refer to later. Once you complete a planning session, you take your project, which kind is it, map it out, wrap it up with the practicalities. Put the project on your project list. Set up any reference materials that you know can already be set up. Are there any file folders to set up? Are the appropriate, you know, and associated people in your contact list? Again, this anticipation. Is there any issue with the software that you've got going? Is there anything you're going to need to work around? Get that, you know, the whatever foundational stuff that you are aware of for that project, get that dialed in and set up. And finally, what mindset do you want to be in for a planning session? Hint, it's not a doing session. So pay attention to what kind of mindset, what kind of physical experience you have when doing a planning session, and play to that. Planning can be fun. When you give yourself the space to plan, it's fun. It's groovy. So give yourself that space so that you can have fun planning, because the planning that you do now is going to save you headache, time, and effort in the future. Okay, so there is our planning. So we get to move on to the wrap session. Ha, 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 ha. I'm so looking forward to this. The review and planning session, what I call the wrap session, is where you check in with project progress, deadlines, and priorities. You locate all the things that have popped up but haven't made it into your system yet. This is also when you review the parts of the system that you get to forget about for the rest of the week, like your repeating to-dos and your someday list. That's the review part of the wrap session. And then, excuse me, planning. Identifying what progress you'd like to make on which projects in the context of the ever-shifting landscape of your life. It also helps you understand when you can take a break and then do so with a free mind and a clear conscience, because you know everything is getting taken care of. I thought about this one a lot because I can't just give you the information. I gave you 4 or 5 pages, and that can be overwhelming. And the best way that I can think of to help you get in the groove of this is to review the parts and then do a walkthrough with you. That's a bunch. You ready? Let's jump in. Follow along in the handout. And remember, please try to stay with the intention of each step and not get caught up in the details. The first step is arrive. Clarify your time boundary and set that space, whatever that means for you, minimize distractions. Open up your dashboard. This is where you have your to-do manager open, your schedule open, email open, if you'll be calling to-dos from your email. Probably not today, so just to avoid the distraction, keep your email program closed. And you may want, when you're doing the Real Rock session, you may want access to your list parking spots, be that Evernote or wherever you are tracking your other lists. Everything open so that when you go to distribute your information, it's quick and easy. And check in with your avatar. This is the time to be big picture and grounded. The second phase, collecting and clearing. So basically, think of this as locating all of the things that should be in your system that have eluded so far. Get stuff out of your head, off your desk, out of your purse. Just like you're going for mind dump peace and ease. And if you're needing to do a full mind dump, do. And remember, I put a link to a walkthrough on the mind dump on the resources page. So what you're going for is a sense of, I know everything is in one place. Everything is in my system. That is the essence of the collecting and the clearing. Release. Third phase, scanning the landscape. Since everything is in your system now, you can review the different holding spots, your action system holding spots. Things that you've tagged for today, things in your pending, things in your one-to-one. You're checking all of these different spots, right? This is how out of sight, out of mind doesn't get you in trouble. This is when you do a full review of what all is out there. So that when you go to pick, you know, cherry pick the things for the week, you know you're working from the full Monty, so to speak. I don't think that metaphor works, but anyway, you're working, you've got everything in one place. Okay? So that's the scanning of the landscape, checking all of the different places that you store information. 4, process and organize. So then all of these, you know, things that you've collected and have thrown in your inbox, and you did that part quickly, just out of your head, this is the process of turning those into actual to-dos and making sure you understand what they represent. So this is making sure they're single next actions. And if they're quickies, and this is why the wrap session can take a little while, is that it's a mini work session too, in the sense that all these things that you've thrown in, I have to remember to do this, remember to do this, remember to do that. You throw that in the inbox. Then in order to get them out of the inbox, you don't really want to put a whole bunch of little teeny, you know, 1 minute tasks in your system, because it just gets super unwieldy, and who wants to see those there? So if you have the time, if it's going to take you 2 minutes or less, you go ahead and do it then. So you're basically taking a pass at your to-dos for the important, for the ones that are going to, that are substantial, that need to be in your system. You need to know what they are. This is also the time to update your project list and get your system ready. 5, review your schedule. This is the beginning of the process of melding what you want to get done with the reality of your schedule. So this is, first of all, taking a look at the schedule and seeing if it's up to date. Is there anything that should be in there that hasn't been added? Are there any appointments in there that need extra time or cushion? Is there anything in there that is going to impact more time than just the scheduled one. For example, a massage. A massage takes an hour and a half. So say you have that dropped in your schedule as an hour and a half. But really, when you get out of a massage, you don't really want to do anything but walk around with a dazed look on your face for another half an hour, right? And so you give yourself that buffer time. You anticipate that this appointment has a bigger impact on you than just the time. You're looking at the energy resources that it's going to take to recover from your massage, which is great. It's a great transition time. So maybe that time after is when you sit in nature or you have tea with a friend, if that is a relaxing thing for you. Pay attention to what the appointments are. This is also when you might put in a few of the self-care items that are needing extra attention. So you're getting your schedule realistic. Then, number six, calling your short list, so back in your to-do manager, looking at due dates, desired progress, and availability. You're deciding which projects to advance and which to-dos that you want to commit to. And at that point, you're double, triple checking that they are clear, single, next actions. Do that work now so that on Thursday afternoon, when you pull this one to-do up, you know exactly where it's taking you. It's tagged. It's got the mindset. And then the final part of this, culling your short list, it starts out ideal, and then you start making it realistic. Sort your to-dos by mindset and see how much time that represents. And how much time were you allowing for that mindset in your schedule this week? Tricky. This is where the rubber starts hitting the road. This is where, the main thing that I see with to-do lists is that someone has 12 hours worth of to-dos and they've got 6 hours worth of time. And then they beat themselves up and they get frustrated for not finishing and they just have that feeling of, I never get this done. What if you had 5 hours of to-dos and 6 hours of available time? Either that 5 hours is actually going to take 6 hours, or, finish early. Awesome. And enjoy that sense of accomplishment. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so call your short list. Oh, look at that. There's 2 sixes. Fascinating. Okay, where are we? We are 4, 5. Pull your shortlist with 6, reality check 7. Somehow, I did not change number. Okay. This is the final reality check. And this is where you culled your list of things you want to do based on your time available. Knowing that high priority, unexpected, urgent things arise during the week, you allow time for this in your week. And you're also checking in with your body. How are you feeling? If you're feeling health is a little on edge, especially right now, we're moving into fall. We're having weather transition time. We need a little bit more rest because of transition. Listen to this. Keep your schedule lighter in the times that you are needing a little more space for your health. And you can pick it up when you've got more energy. You're also looking at the schedule at this point from a design perspective. Is it reflecting back to you the person that you want to be? Is there time for friends and art and creativity and all the different aspects of yourself that you want to be? Are these reflected in your schedule? Now's the time to look at that. So you make these adjustments in order to set yourself up for success so that you can feel accomplishment. Nothing's better than that. It's awesome. Okay, now we're going to go back through this. And you're going to do it. Haha. So, going to your to-do manager. Okay, so we're going to do a modified version. But this is you. So have your to-do manager and your schedule. So arrive. We've been talking big picture, so we're going to let that be the case. To collect and clear. This one can take a little while. So we're going to work with what you already have in your to-do manager. But if this was collect and clear, if we had time to do this, you would take all the things in your head, around your space, in your notebook, call them from your email, right? What are all the to-dos out there wandering around, and throw them in your inbox, okay? Then, so I'm going to assume that you've got some things in your to-do manager. So now three, scanning your landscape. So this I want you to actually do, whatever your to-do manager is. If you have a today tag, do a sort by it and see if anything is in there. If there is something in there, assess whether it is literally and actually a today, and if not, remove the today tag. So you're cleaning up your today list. And keep in mind, this is a process that you're going to do, ideally Sunday night or Monday morning, first thing. So it's sort of a starting fresh point. So once you've done the today, then review your pending list, however that is tracked. Ideally, it's through a tag. Presumably, you have a pending tag. Do a search by pending. Is there anything in there that has been completed that hasn't been marked off? Go ahead and mark it off. Is there anything in there that you need to now follow up with again? You sent that email last Wednesday. You still haven't heard back from them. You send them a quick reminder. That's 2 minutes or less. And so you jump into your email or into your text and you say, hey, have you had a chance to blah, blah, blah? Send. Come back to your pending list. So updating your pending list. Then review your one-to-one, if you have them. So this, remember the one-to-one are basically agenda items for specific people. An assistant, a colleague, your web designer, your partner. In reviewing the one-to-one, it may remind you, oh, I need to ask this person about that. Then looking at the items that you have in there, do a quick assessment of priority. Oh, this one's really important. If so, do you have a meeting scheduled for that person? If not, shoot them an email or a text. Hey, I've got some things I'd like to talk with you about. When can we do that? Propose a time. If all the stuff in there is lower priority, you can just keep collecting. Or if you know that you've got an appointment coming up next week, and all of the things in there are lower priority, they can wait. Great. But you know what's in there, and you know that you're on track to talk with that person in a timely manner based on the priority of the stuff that's in there. Okay, so there are your one-to-one. Then, review your repeating items and different people, you may be tracking these in your calendar on a to-do calendar, and these would be the ones that show up in the all-day section of a certain calendar. Pay bills, water plant, do laundry, menu plan, whatever. Just scan them so you know what is coming up, as well as scheduled items coming up this week. And one time per month, you're also going to review your someday folder and just make it the first wrap session of the month. First wrap session of the month. Review your someday. Are any of those projects or to-dos actually, would it be helpful to move them to current? Are there any that you just see it and you know, oh, I can delete that one now. I'm done with that. So you review your someday. And you also review big goals. We haven't talked about these, but if you have, for example, you have 3 goals for the year, this would be a time to check in with those. And you're also reviewing, taking a quick look through your projects, especially if you've pulled something out of someday, and also looking at new stuff and saying, do any of those need to be planned out or brainstormed? Basically, do any of them need that planning process that we talked about in the first step, the planning process? Is there anything that needs setting up? Do I need a map for any project that I haven't created yet? So that is scanning the landscape. So then the next step, the process and organize. So if you have some items in your inbox in the to-do manager, this is when you would zap them. And I'm going to skip over this one for here because we're going to talk about this next week, the zapping process. So what you would have done is basically clear out your inbox by cleaning up the to-dos and moving them. This is important, moving them out of the inbox and into the appropriate project folder. So, assuming that you had done that, we're going to go on to number 5. And so, again, we will do the process and organizing next week in zapping. That one's super relevant to zapping. So then we're going to go to the schedule. So this is a great one to do. They're all good ones to do. I love this one. So open up your schedule. Stick it on the week view, view by week. I'm going to run you through some of the prompts, okay? So just off the top of your head, are there any time-specific activities or appointments that have not been added to your schedule this week? If so, add them. Then, looking at the appointments that you've got, are there any that you should allow for extra transportation time, transition time, processing time, post-meeting download time for? Do you need to add buffer to any of your appointments? And if so, literally add it, like I add it as a separate event so that I have the actual time in there as well as this cushion. So I have like, sometimes it looks like I've got 2 appointments at the same time, but it's really just the one. The other way you can do this is you can use one appointment and put the actual time at the beginning of the subject. So even though it says 12:30 to 2:30 in the subject, it says 1 p.m. meeting to 2 o'clock. And then the extra half an hour was travel time on either side. I kind of like the double entry better though. So look for the appointments that need extra transportation time, transition processing, any kind of buffer time, significant buffer time, and add that. And then take a look at your upcoming deadlines or milestones. This is where the planning calendar is helpful, or looking at due dates of the items in your to-do manager. What's coming up in the next 2 to 3 weeks that are significant, that would impact the day that it's due or the couple of days before? So these are things that would that will take your time and energy in a concentrated way. Say something's due on Friday, and you know that it takes a bit of time, like it usually takes a bunch of time the day before. You can accommodate, remember, anticipate this. Make a note of that in your calendar, because that means you have less time for other stuff. So what are the deadlines or the milestones that you've got coming up? And let's just look at this week. And is there anything that would help you and accommodate for that? Does it need extra time? Then, looking ahead also for the next 2 weeks, actually, for traveling and approaching holidays, because that always shifts things as far as what our availability is. We know we have holidays coming up. Is there time that you want to mark off to accommodate for those? Do you have traveling coming up where you would need a little extra time for wrapping things up before you go or catching up when you get back? Mark that in there. And then, this is optional, and I highly suggest it. Your focus mindset times, or whatever your most important, high priority mindsets are, plop them in the calendar. Make a date with yourself. Put those in. Schedule them. And once you have those in, make an appointment with yourself for the daily preview, which we're going to talk about next. But even 15 minutes, you can give yourself half an hour for wind down, half an hour for those final to-dos for the day, like little things. 15 minutes of zapping email, your last email zapping session for the day, plus 15 minutes for daily preview. Or maybe the other 15 minutes, like if it's a half an hour, maybe you're doing 15 minutes approximately of daily preview, and the rest of that is just cleaning up your space, cleaning off your desk. So that when you come in the morning, you're like, ah, nice space, I like it. And if zapping email, which we'll talk about next week, but if processing your email, you need to do it. You need to reality check. You know, again, reality check, accept reality, and anticipate that you will be spending time on it. If it would be helpful for you to make appointments with yourself to do that, you can. I tell you, this whole exercise, it's borderline a brutal reality check because you see how much time you actually have for your other to-dos, and it turns out to be not a whole lot. But whether you do this or not, it's the same situation. So we're just getting real with it. Okay, so put in your email zapping times, daily preview, next week's wrap session. And the reason that you're looking ahead is if, say you've got a full day thing scheduled for next week, for next Sunday. You're like, okay, I actually do not have time to do my wrap session on Sunday. I've got other commitments. When am I going to do it then? Will I do it on Saturday? Will I do it end of the day on Friday? Will I do it first thing in the morning on Monday? When will I do it? You plop it in there. Then if you need to change it in the future, the schedule, the appointment is there. Negotiate with yourself. I can move that. That means that I put it here instead. Okay, now is there any other self-care stuff that you need to put in your schedule? And that is where you have some fun with it. Pull in some exercise, fun stuff, social, what's going to make you feel good. Okay, so here's the secret. If you don't have time for a full wrap session, doing that step, that schedule review, that is the one to do no matter what. No matter what. Okay? Then, going back to your to-do list, call your short list. So now, after having looked at your schedule and pulled out the time that is actually dedicated to these various things, you have a general sense of what your availability is for your other to-do items. So going through, identify the ones that you know you want to move forward and give them the high or the medium tag. Today, if it's a today, but other than that, you know, the high or the medium or whatever your priority system is. And again, I recommend naming your priority tags with their definition today. High, absolutely this week or within the next 2 days. Medium, this week, after the highs, you know, like whatever your definition of those is, put it in the name of the tag. So you go through and you identify your highs and your mediums, your ideal ones. And if you haven't yet, this is the time to apply all of the tags, the time estimate, the mindset, and the location. Let's just take 1 minute there to add those. I'll just fade away here for a minute and drink some water. And if it's not a single next action, this is the time to make it that. Make sure it's clear. And I know you need more time for these. We're doing a modified version of the wrap session in like 15 minutes, which normally it's going to take like 45 minutes at least. So I know that you're not able to finish, and that's okay. I just want you to get, just do it a little bit. So then sort your to-dos by mindset, especially high priority plus your main high priority mindset. Because remember, you park times in your schedule for your high, like your important mindset, whatever it is, say your focus time. Review your highs and your mediums, and how is the time matching up? If you identify 3 hours of focused mindsets that need to get done, and you only have 2 hours in your schedule, something needs to change. Either you need to find more time in your schedule, or you get to change the amount that you are expecting yourself to do this week. Obviously, this is a guide, right? This is not, it's not going to be like, okay, I have 75 minutes, and so this is going to be 75 minutes, because things always take longer or shorter than you think it's going to. This is a general guide, reality check. What are you trying to get done given the resources that you have? So sort by mindset, and then looking at your schedule, is that realistic? And then the final one is the final reality check. Assuming that you, or assuming that unexpected spontaneous stuff is going to happen during the week, do you have some flex time to accommodate for it? Which means that you don't want to schedule every minute of your day. You want to have times where it's just like, okay, this is blush time, this is makeup time, this is the optional to-dos time, giving yourself space. And I will be recording a verbal walkthrough of this for you, where you can press pause to do these. See, I mean, you can do it by reading through, obviously, and I'll also give you an audio version of it. Alrighty. So wrap up whatever you're doing with that at this point. And then we're going to jump into our third phase, the daily preview, the third fun thing. Not as many steps on this one. And again, it says 4 steps. And once you get in the flow of it, you're going to be able to do these pretty quickly. So the first time always takes more time. So I want to go through it with you. And then the more you do it, the faster it gets. And you know what to look out for. And you stop putting things in your schedule that you have to deal with later. It's a preventative practice. And sometimes it can almost feel a little bit like a dress rehearsal. You're kind of thinking things through ahead of time. You're looking for potential hot spots, and you're cooling them down before they get on fire. So again, you want to have your tools open and available. And similar to the wrap session, and the more you do your daily preview, the less you have to do in your wrap session, is, first of all, getting the stuff out of your head, right? Because sometimes you're flying through your day, and even though you have every intention of writing everything down, sometimes you don't. So write down, just get the stuff out of your head, and you're actually doing this. So, maybe not to get the stuff out of your head. Hopefully you've gotten the stuff out of your head. And then the next part is the checking of tomorrow's schedule. Are the where and the when clear? Now's the time to check the map, like literally Google Maps. You know where you're going, and confirm times. Because if you realize that you have an apartment in that part of town and you have an errand tagged for that area, then you can glance at the rest of your schedule. Do you have time to go do those errands? Okay. And looking at each appointment individually. So we're just looking at tomorrow, right? So we're just looking at well, you can look at the rest of Tuesday, but really, you know, you're looking at Wednesday, one day. Look at each appointment individually. Are you prepared for each one? Are there any materials that you still need to gather? Is there anything that needs to be printed out or picked up? If you're supposed to report back to somebody, have you gotten that information? Or are you waiting on someone else for that info? In which case, shoot them an email, a text, whatever. Hey, I need that info for tomorrow. Can you get it to me? Basically, is there anything that still needs to happen before this appointment? And if so, do you need to block off any time to do it? At this point, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath into your avatar and check in with your body. How's your spine, jaw, shoulders? I'm going to roll your shoulders in kind of a wobbly motion. Let your head wobble on the top of your head, on the top of your neck, and relax. Okay, looking at those appointments for tomorrow. Any travel time you need to accommodate for rush hour or road work? Looking at the different things on your schedule for tomorrow, are there any reminder alarms that would be helpful? If so, set them. Are there any time containers, mindsets that you're going to be in that you traditionally have a hard time getting out of? You can set an alarm already. How about a lunch meeting where you only have an hour? You can set an alarm for 10 minutes warning to wrap up the lunch meeting. And when you sit down at 12 o'clock with the person, you say, hey, I need to leave at 1, so my alarm's going to go off at 12:50. I just wanted to let you know. And that gives you 10 minutes to wrap up and get out of there. Will any of your appointments produce a bunch of notes and therefore need a post-meeting download? So it's tough when you save all those up for once a week. And you're going to do those in your wrap session if you haven't done it on a daily basis. So these are things that make the wrap session go faster. Do you want to block off time to do this download? Do you want to do it timely when it's still fresh in your mind? If you're having to get to-dos out especially, you want to get those into your system. Okay, take another deep breath into your avatar. Okay, then checking for any all-day appointments. These are either going to be your repeating tasks that are popping up on your task calendar, or day-specific activities that you plopped on there. For example, you know absolutely that you have to turn this thing in on Monday. There's no specific time that you need to do it, but you put it in there an all day because it does need to happen on that day. Well, I guess you're talking about Wednesday, on Wednesday. So then looking at your schedule, get a sense for when it would make sense to do that. Now's the time to kind of say, actually, I'm going to be out and about around this time. It makes sense to do it before or after and plop it on there. And then which appointments do you need to actually dress for? Which appointments do you need to pay attention to what you're wearing? Dress for the most important one and then see if you need a change of clothes for anything else. And if so, like maybe you've got an exercise class and a client appointment, so if so, are you going to come home to change or are you going to take the clothes with you? Will you pick out the clothes tonight or in the morning? If standing in front of your closet in the morning when you're tired and low blood sugar because you haven't eaten yet and your brain isn't going yet, if standing in front of your closet in the morning is an issue, it usually is for me. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that, but it's true. Well, not now. I'm working out of the backpack, but when I had a closet. And I realize now it's because I was low blood sugar and I was tired and I would stand there and I would look at my clothes and it just wouldn't really make sense of what I should wear. I started picking out my clothes the night before and oh my gosh, it was a total game changer. I get out of the shower and my clothes would already be picked out. It was the coolest thing ever. Okay, so if that is an issue for you, anticipate. You can work around it. Okay, take a deep breath in, into your avatar, fill it out, that confident, got it, under control avatar. All right, the next phase, reviewing your to-do manager. Review your highest priority items, and are there some that you tagged for tomorrow? So you're getting a sense for what all you think you're going to be able to get done tomorrow. Look at your highs. Which do you want to tag for tomorrow? How much time do you need for them? Do any of them need to be scheduled? And be realistic. I know you want to get 500 things done, but in reality, maybe it's 3. And breathe in your avatar. Are you feeling effortless? Where is there tension? And breathe into it to soften it. Looking at your schedule for tomorrow, when are you zapping email? Maybe they're already built into your schedule, which is great. If not, just get a sense for what's going to happen with your email. Email is that thing that, like, we don't want it to take any time, but in reality, it does. So we're anticipating and we're planning for it. Then looking at how packed your day is and knowing what kind of priority situations are on your plate currently, would it be helpful for you to schedule a today session at the end of the day? Meaning, you know that over the course of the day, you're going to end up with a bunch of things that have to get done today. Give yourself a today time schedule, if so. Does that make sense? If you need to make time for a bunch of things that are going to end up on your today list, mark that down. Now put it down in your calendar. It needs to happen. See when it's going to happen. Maybe it's before or after dinner. Pay attention to what is your energy level going to be like. And part of the benefit of putting it down as a designated time container is that when that time comes and you acknowledge that is your time container, it can help you focus. I'm only here to do the things on my today list. I'm not going to screw around. I just want to get these done and wrap up for the day. Breathe in your avatar, release any tension. Add up the time estimates of the items that you've tagged for tomorrow. Is it practical given your time available? If not, no biggie. Which are the most important? Prioritize within your priorities, within your high. You can only do one at a time. Which is the most important? Which is the second most important? Which of them can float without penalty the next day? You're going to put them on for tomorrow, but if not, that's okay. They can move on to the next day. And finally, your phase 4, doing a quick run through of your schedule with an eye towards your well-being and staying strong in your avatar. When and where is lunch happening? And this is where you are aware of the areas of self-care that you are needing to spend extra attention on. Is it food? Is it rest? Is it exercise? Which is your weak spot? Where can you put it in and how can you support yourself? and finally doing a realism check. Is the day so packed that it's going to have to run like clockwork, or you're going to be like racing through the whole thing? And if so, again, what can you reschedule or tag as optional? And the final step. And I do want you to do this when you do your daily preview, is to close your eyes and feel your avatar. Feel your glow. So take a few breaths in to restore this. Racing through the daily preview like we just did, I realized we weren't really fast, so that may have been caused a little bit of stress, a little bit of contraction. So let's open up again, expand. Let your wings unfold. And once you feel back grounded in your heart and feel that place of confidence and calm and capability, let this energy flow over your day tomorrow. Sort of a blessing for your day coming up. It's like paving the way for brilliance. Let your energy get there before you so that you can just be there with ease and iron out the wrinkles and allow you to be present. And that's the daily preview. I know it sounds like a lot, and actually, it's not. After you do it a few times, you're going to find that you know what you really need to look for. You're going to see where your hot spots are, and you'll actually start scheduling in a way that mitigates those so that you have less to do in your daily preview. The more you do in your daily preview means the less you have to do in your wrap session. The more consistently you're doing your planning process and getting that stuff documented, having it written down and stored wherever it's supposed to be stored, the easier the wrap session is. Okay, they all work together. For now, I encourage you to schedule and allow for, you know, a good 20 minutes to do your daily review. And after a week, it'll probably take less time. The amount of time and energy that it will save you and the more peace it will bring into your day is so worth that 10 to 15 minutes to do once you get the hang of it. It is huge. Okay, questions. I see questions. Slides are stolen. Oh, number three. Is it on the daily preview? Is it slide stalled at number three? Is it on the preview? Three. Oh my gosh, number three of what? Dear. Is it orange or is it teal? Okay. No, it's all the way back. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, all right. That's good. Okay, your optional, number five, let's put number five on. Once you get the daily preview down and you're feeling okay about it, here's your optional additional daily preview. Clear off the desktop, beautify your space, basically set your space up so that when you walk in the morning, you've got a smile on your face and feel good about it. Give yourself a break. I mean, don't worry about that. If that is a hot spot for you, don't worry about it for the next couple of weeks. Get the daily preview down first. That is the most important thing in that context. Then, once you've got that down, keep scheduling 20 minutes and spend 10 minutes on the daily preview and 10 minutes on straightening up. And As always, I look forward to connecting with you at the Open Office implementation call on Friday. I will be, like I said, I'm going to do some audio recording of both the wrap session and the daily preview. So you can stick it on your MP3 player or on your phone and listen. It'll be audio only. And you can pause and then keep going. Pause, keep going, and go through the different steps with voice prompt. And if you'd rather do it by visual prompt with the notes, that's fine too, of course. Trying to figure out how to let it be easy for you. Next week, we have got, wow, it's our last one. The subject is email management, email peace. We'll call it annihilating email agony. And we're going to be talking about, the process for zapping email. And the process of zapping is also the process that you can use to get your to-dos out of the inbox of your to-do manager and into your system. So it's a, it's a process that you can use for cleaning up your office. Okay. I mean, it's useful in a lot of different contexts. So I'm very excited to be going over that with you. And I think that is it for today, unless there's any other questions. Kudos on hanging in there. I know we covered a lot today. Finish up whatever you need to finish up for your daily preview or your wrap session. Schedule it in for this weekend, the wrap sessions for Sunday night or Monday morning. And let me know what questions you have. Either in the class or in the implementation session. Signing off for now, this session of the Walk Tall, session number 4. Have a fantastic day. Bye for now.